Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Wisconsin Department of Justice, Division of Criminal Investigation, is conducting an officer-involved death investigation in the town of Blue Mounds that occurred last evening. At approximately 6:20, a Wisconsin State Patrol trooper attempted to initiate a traffic stop on U.S. Highway 18-151 near mile marker 52 in Iowa County. The subject failed to stop, prompting a pursuit. A deputy with the Iowa County Sheriff's Office joined the pursuit shortly after it began. The pursuit ended when the subject crashed near mile marker 65 in the town of Blue Mounds. EMS responded and the subject was pronounced dead at the scene. No members of law enforcement or other members of the public were injured during this incident. DCI is leading this investigation and is assisted by a DCI crime response specialist, the Dane County Sheriff's Office, and the Mount Horeb Police Department. All involved law enforcement are fully cooperating with DCI during this investigation. DCI is continuing to review evidence and determine the facts of this incident and will turn over the investigative reports to the Dane County District Attorney's Office when the investigation concludes. Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson reports the arrest of John Charles Fanta, 60, of rural Viroqua, as the result of an ongoing investigation into illegal drug activities. On Friday morning at approximately 9 o'clock, a search warrant was executed at a residence on Nelson Road, rural Viroqua, in the town of Franklin. Illegal drugs, drug paraphernalia, and a firearm were located. John Fanta was arrested and booked into the detention center on recommended charges of manufacturing and delivering methamphetamine, possession with intent to deliver methamphetamine, possession of drug paraphernalia, maintaining a drug trafficking place, and a felon in possession of a firearm. This case remains under investigation by the Vernon County Sheriff's Office. While the nation seems to be in chaos, U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin took the time to meet with Wisconsin voters and answer questions. Civic Media's Melissa Kay has the story.
Senator Tammy Baldwin held a virtual town hall meeting on Thursday to answer questions from concerned constituents in central Wisconsin. The meeting was moderated by Stevens Point Mayor Mike Wiesa. The first question outlined how chaotic things seem in Washington, D.C., and asked how to help calm the uncertainty people are living with every day.
It does feel a lot like chaos here.
Senator Baldwin said announcements are coming so fast and furious that it's difficult for hardworking citizens to keep up.
I will tell you that some of the chaos that we're experiencing is very purposeful.
A top Trump advisor said their strategy in the first days and weeks was to flood the zone. Many of the things proposed have resulted in lawsuits, making it even harder to understand what's going on.
I think it's important to remember in all of this that we do have power. Everyone here has power, and your voice matters.
Baldwin said she's been spending time on the Senate floor reading letters from concerned constituents, and those voices and stories do make a difference.
Again, I'm here to fight for you, but I'm also here to fight with you.
She said through this chaotic and confusing time that we have real power and encouraged Wisconsinites to keep talking to their representatives. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
A Friday statement from Madison-based UW Health said if an agreement isn't reached by April 15th, it will no longer be in network for patients with Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield Wisconsin Insurance. UW Health said Anthem has agreed to much higher reimbursement rates for other Wisconsin health systems while proposing an increase to UW Health's rate that was below the rate of inflation and also demanding the ability to unilaterally change payment terms without a renegotiation. An Anthem spokesperson said the insurer will continue to negotiate, but UW Health's requested rate increase is excessive. Omega Line Group says locations of some in-person early voting locations in Wisconsin are unfair. That assertion is made in letters from the America First Policy Institute to the Wisconsin Elections Commission and local elections officials in Madison, La Crosse, and Oshkosh, all of which have significant numbers of college students who tend to vote Democrat. AFPI claims sites located near college campuses violate state law and amount to something called early voting poll location gerrymandering. The letters urge local officials to remedy the issue by providing early voting locations that don't provide an advantage to either political party. Early voting begins March 18th for the April 1st election, which includes a crucial seat on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Democrats are raising questions about the Wisconsin Legislature's GOAT Committee. It stands for Government Accountability and Transparency. The committee has yet to hold any hearings, but co-chair Representative Shay Sortwell is making records requests of all 72 counties and the state's 50 largest cities regarding diversity, equity, and inclusion. There's nothing illegal about that, but committee member Representative Mike Baer says Sortwell is acting on his own without any task before the committee and without the knowledge of other members. Sortwell's office did not respond to a request. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, who established the GOAT Committee, said he's the subject of open records request at least weekly and that responding to request is part of what makes Wisconsin government open. Representative Baer said an initial meeting for the GOAT Committee has yet to be scheduled. Wisconsin Republicans are once again trying to pass a law that would ban gender-affirming health care for trans children. The law would apply to anyone under 18. For trans folks, gender-affirming care can include puberty blockers, hormones, and surgery. The LGBTQ plus caucus says the bill is, quote, deeply harmful, cruel, and dangerous. Advocates say this treatment saves lives, and medical experts at groups like the American Academy of Child and Adolescent Psychiatry, they say blocking this access can increase suicide rates. Republicans in the legislature passed a similar bill in 2023. It was vetoed by Governor Tony Evers. Of course, this comes at a time when the new presidential administration is working to curb the rights of trans folks. According to the Williams Institute at UCLA, about 6,400 teens in Wisconsin identify as trans. That's under 2% of minors aged 13 to 17 statewide. The Lac du Flambeau tribe is backing off a threat to issue trespassing citations to people using contested roads on their reservation. Tribal elders said in January that anyone caught using, traveling on several disputed roads without authorization would be issued citations. This is after the tribe agreed not to block those roads while litigation over an easement dispute continues. A judge will hear arguments in the dispute today. The Lac du Flambeau tribe says the easement for those roads expired over a decade ago and has been seeking payment from the town of Lac du Flambeau for repairs, upkeep, and continued access. Average gasoline prices in Wisconsin have fallen 5.1 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $2.80 a gallon today, according to Gas Buddy's survey of over 3,000 stations in Wisconsin. Prices in Wisconsin are 7 cents per gallon lower than a month ago and stand 45.4 cents per gallon lower than a year ago. According to Gas Buddy price reports, the cheapest station in Wisconsin was priced at $2.52 a gallon yesterday, while the most expensive was $3.19 a gallon, a difference of 67 cents per gallon. The lowest price in the state yesterday. The national average price of gasoline has fallen 3.8 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $3.04 a gallon today. The national average is down 4.7 cents per gallon from a month ago and stands 29.9 cents per gallon lower than a year ago, according to Gas Buddy data compiled from more than 11 million weekly price reports covering over 150,000 gas stations across the country. The national average price of diesel has decreased 1.9 cents in the last week and stands at $3.63 per gallon. Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, said gasoline prices in the U.S. have edged slightly lower over the past week, even as geopolitical tensions intensify with the Trump administration promising tariffs that could not only create economic uncertainty, but also impact what some motorists pay at the pump in the weeks ahead. He added, given the volatility surrounding the tariff situation, forecasting fuel prices remains challenging as uncertainty lingers over the timing and scope of these tariffs, which the Trump administration has suggested will soon take effect. This comes on top of ongoing concerns about the Russian invasion of Ukraine and discussions of a potential deal to end the war. While OPEC has signaled its intent to stabilize the market, policy decisions from the White House could introduce further uncertainty, making it difficult to predict where prices will head next. However, nearly every year sees a seasonal spring increase, which could eventually push prices higher ahead of summer.